Adams, Adamley, Adamowski, Bueller, Burns, Burns, Burns. Joe, where are you going with that mic in your hand?
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
10 weeks. Now, it does not have to be consecutively, because that's what I thought. You had to have 10 right in a row.
Class is in.
This is the Rock School Radio Show on the Rock School Radio Network. Remember, we are brought to you in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the good people at the CPB. I'm Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
I've been brought to you most of our marriage by the CPB.
I had no idea where you came from.
I understand. Every so often, they release one of me, and it makes its way to another pretty lady. Look, last week was all about law and taking things down on Spotify and all that. So this week, I just found one of those fun lists, and it's good because I know the audience will do what I did. What I did was, once I figured out what the topic was, then the question was, geez, can I name any of these? How many songs have sat atop the Billboard 100? That's that. When you say you're number one, if you ain't number one on that chart, you ain't number one. Well, I'm number one, but it's on the adult contemporary charts. Yeah. Tell me when you get to number one on the Billboard chart.
Just,
that's still it.
Just in the number one spot?
Just in the number one spot, but they have been there for at least 10 weeks.
Okay, so number one spot for 10 weeks.
It doesn't have to be consecutive. A few of these will not be consecutive, meaning they fell down and came back up and blah, blah, blah.
So how many years are we talking about?
Well, the first one was in 77.
Okay.
And the last one was in 2023.
Okay. Oh, I bet it's like a, 100.
44.
Oh,
I
shot
high.
Yeah,
you did. There have been 44 songs that have stayed at the top of the chart at least 10 weeks. And then comes the question, okay, well, which one has stayed the longest? Which is the longest by a man? Which is the longest by a woman? And all those other things. So what I have here is I just literally have all 44 in order. And I'm going to tell you, maybe you, Tammy, will do the same thing that I did. I'm like, oh, I remember that. Oh, I remember that. Oh, that was good. I remember that. I played that. Oh, and then it got to a certain year and I went, what?
Really?
I've never heard of this song.
Was it the 70s that threw you off?
No, the 70s are where I was with them.
Okay.
Absolutely. So let's do that. And somewhere around the 2000s, you're going to hear me start to sound a whole lot like, you kids, get off my lawn.
You old man.
You old poop. Okay. What was the first song, 1977? It's a song about Jesus. It's a song about Jesus. And it is the daughter of a very successful singer. 1977.
That's got to be Debbie Gibson.
No.
Not Debbie Gibson.
No.
Debbie.
Debbie. Pat Boone's kid.
Yeah, Debbie.
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 Boone.
Right, there you go.
Oh,
and what was
God.
The song? What was the song? Yeah. This is great because I can hear people yelling at the radio. You light up my life. Good. It went up to number one October 15th, 1977. Stayed for 10 weeks. Now, at 44, we got 9 breaks in the show. I can do about 5 songs per break. So the next one was Physical by Olivia Neutron-Bomb. That was there for 10 weeks.
I loved it. What a great summer.
Now, that was 81, so that was 4 years before it happened again. End of the Road came for 13 weeks. I don't have a date on this. Well, son of a gun. The next one would be Whitney Houston and I Will Always Love You.
Yeah.
14 weeks in 1992. That makes sense. I mean, if you were in radio at that time, woo, it's all you could do. Every other hour you had to play it. And the fifth one is called I Swear by the Moon and the Stars Up Above. That's right. I liked boy bands. Shut up. Yeah, number one for 11 weeks. But here's the one that kicked it all off. Debbie Boone, it is a song about Jesus. I've heard people say, no, it's about a boyfriend. Oh, no. Nope. Jesus. Here you go. On Rock School.
So many nights I'd sit by my window waiting for someone to sing.
Along out of Debbie Gibson, I'll make love to you like you want me to. I always hated that line because it seemed to me that he was like offering himself as a buffet. Okay, you get one event from column A and then two from column B. And then would you like to see a dessert menu? There you go. I was never liked that thing. But anyway, that went to number one, 1994 for 11 weeks. Wow. I'm wrong about that. 1994. Mariah Carey and Boys to Men, One Sweet Day, back in 1995, went up there for 16 weeks.
Wow. Anything she touched went there, right?
Sing a line from it. Sing a line
One
from it.
One Sweet Day. Isn't
You'll
that
look
it?
At me. Yeah, that's not it.
It isn't?
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah, this is where we go. We're only, what are we, six in, seven in?
Oh.
Already, I can't sing some of these things.
Thank God.
In 1996, 14 weeks up top, just to show you how bad American music actually is, even though these guys aren't American. Hey, Macarena.
Oh, yeah.
Los Del Rio.
That had to be a whole summer, right?
We get back to decent stuff in 1996. Toni Braxton goes to number one for 11 weeks with Unbreak My Heart. Blah, 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 blah,
you played blah, that a few blah. Times.
Oh, yeah. I wore out the record. Okay. I don't know if I should play this one or not.
What is it?
It's Puff Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Should I play P. Diddy or no?
No, skip
no?
the Diddy.
Okay. Well, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, P. Mailbox, what have you, and Faith Evans took I'll Be Watching You, the Police song,
right.
Every Breath You Take, and they turned it into a song called I'll Be Missing You, and the point of it was that they were saying goodbye to Biggie Smalls.
Right.
Right. And I remember hearing them play it live. It was on one of the, you know, of music award shows, and their Sting in a tuxedo, and then 20 guys dressed in the sideways hat and all that kind of stuff dancing behind them. And I'm thinking, one of these things is not like the other. All right, so I got to pick another one to play.
Yeah.
Well, this you can't go wrong with this one. Elton John in 1997 rewrote his song Candle in the Wind. And it was rewritten as Candle in the Wind 1997. Who did he rewrite it for, do you know?
Was that Princess Diana?
You got it. It was then backed with Something About the Way You Look Tonight. It was a double A-side, and it charted at number one for 14 weeks, and because I don't want to play P. Diddy. But wait, didn't you talk about all that last week? Yeah, but this is a radio show. I ain't a streaming service. So here you go. The Way You Look Tonight and Candle in the Wind. Elton John on Rock School.
Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You were the grace that placed itself where lives were torn apart. You called called out to our country, and you whispered to those in pain, now you belong to heaven, and the stars spell out your name. Not long before, your legend ever will. Your footsteps will always fall here, along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before, your legend ever will.
Okay, coming out of Candle in the Wind 97, that's Elton John. Did you know there was a point in time where literally 2% of all album sales worldwide were Elton John?
I remember you saying that before.
Every 100 albums sold, two of them, this is worldwide, two of them were Elton John's. Yeah, he can meet the cable bill at the end of the month. Let's go to 1998. The Boy Is Mine by Brandy and Monica. Go ahead, sing a song.
I can't.
I can't either. I'm sure there's people out there that can, but they were there for 13 weeks. You know this one. Rob Thomas, along with Santana, or Santana, along with Rob Thomas, Smooth.
Oh, yeah.
It was 1999, charted number one for 12 weeks. It was really great. It was really great. There's something about Santana. It isn't monstrously difficult to play the notes, but it's like learning an Eric Clapton song.
Mm-hmm.
I can play two or three Eric Clapton songs note for note.
Right.
Doesn't sound like Eric Clapton. Sounds like me playing Eric Clapton. That's what it is with Santana. I can do that riff, da-da-da-dun-dun-dun-dun, into the thing. But the guitar, the feel from just unbelievable. So there you go. Smooth by Rob Thomas and Santana, 1999. Once we fall into the 2000s, it's Santana again, Maria Maria. I kind of remember this one. It says here featuring the product G&B.
No idea.
No, me either. This is, you know, pop music just gets away with you or away from you when you get your ARP card.
Oh,
yeah. How old would I have been in 2000? Yeah, old. So, yeah, that's the one we're going to play because I kind of remember. I don't want to play Smooth again. It's just been played to death.
Yeah.
But let's do Maria Maria because I think I'm going to remember this.
All right, hit it.
Okay, here you go on Rock School.
Turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB product Getaway Blues from the refugee camp.
Oh, Maria, Maria, she remind me of a West Side Story.
What I'm up, y'all? Carlos Santana with the refugee camp. Wide Clef. Jerry Wonder, Mr. Santana, GMB.
Coming into the first break, I am starting to get to the you kids get off my lawn point. Because for the next five songs, because I can basically do five songs a break if you do the mathematicals, I don't know three of them. I only know two of them. Number 15, this is also in 2000, Independent Women Part 1. You know, the problem is I know Independent Women Part 2. See, that's the problem.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's the concern. Number 16 is by Ashanti, Foolish. Number 1 for 10 weeks in 2002. Go ahead, honey. Sing the chorus to Foolish.
None of it.
Okay. Nelly, this is the next one. Number 17, Nelly featuring Kelly Rowland, Dilemma.
I bet you know that one.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll listen to it off air here and just see if I know it or not. Now, 18, you know, You Better Lose Yourself in the Moment, the music you want it. That was everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And won the Oscar. The Oscar. Okay.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, it was 2002. 12 weeks it was up there. Number 19, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah by Usher. Kind of got a real big bump when I was looking into it. Huge bump because of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because if you're an Usher fan, you knew every song he sang. If you're me, you know like one, and it's this one.
Yeah.
That's all I waited for. That's all I waited for. Number one in 2004, February, stayed there for 12 weeks. And the one more we're going to say here, We Belong Together, by Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey, We Belong Together, ladies and gentlemen. 14 weeks it stayed at number one. 14 weeks. Go ahead, hon, sing it.
I can't.
I know, I can't.
I block a lot of Mariah Carey out of my head.
What it was is, you know, when Men in Black, where they point that red dot at you?
Yeah.
And then your brain's got, when Mariah Carey hits those whistle notes, same thing. It's absolute truth. I might have just made that up. Go ahead. Who is listening to us?
WXZY, Kane, PA.
How about you in Kane, Pennsylvania? Huh? You know these songs? Get off my lawn. Back in a minute here in Rock School. Think this through. 10 weeks at the top.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fifth of a year.
Oh.
That is a fifth of a year. 10 weeks is what? 2.5 months?
Yeah. It's a whole like season, like summer.
January, February, and part of March would have been Lose Yourself by Eminem. Huh?
Brainwash me.
I don't know. I wish someone would take one of my songs and do that. But all right, here comes number 21. We make the jump all the way to 2005. Gold Digger by Kanye West featuring Jamie Foxx. Go ahead, babe.
You didn't even know Jamie could sing.
The only song I know by him is Blame It on the Gin, Blame It on the Alcohol. That's it. That's all I know by him. And I'm singing it way too fast because I'm actually singing the Weird Al Yankovic version of it. My life has become this sad. Number 22, Irreplaceable by Beyonce. Number one for 10 weeks. Go ahead, hon. Go ahead. Give us a rendition of that. 23, I know you know this one. Low, 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 Low by T-Pain.
Oh, yeah.
You know why I know she knows it? Because we allowed our children to listen to rap music far more than we should have. That was number one for 10 weeks. It's also how I learned all about Apple Bottom jeans.
I had no idea either.
Yeah, I didn't either. But boots with the fur, I get that.
Right.
I get that. You know, fancy Uggs.
And now, it was in the movie with Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, was it?
Was it Kevin Hart? Kevin
no.
somebody?
Yeah,
you're
talking about the one where the gorilla can talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see him. Kevin, he's a heavyset guy. He's a comedian.
He takes the gorilla to Fridays and
that's
they play
right.
this song.
Yeah, I can't. Kevin something.
Yeah.
Kevin, let's go with Kevin Hart. Okay. 24 and 25, believe it or not, are by the same group. They did it April. That was the beginning week, 2009, then did it again July. The first song was for 12 weeks. The second one was for 14 weeks. I didn't know. I mean, I knew the Black Eyed Peas were popular.
Right.
But what is that? Where did it start?
Half your life.
April, May, June, July, August, September, and part of November.
Ugh.
I don't like the Black Eyed Peas this much. The first one was Boom Boom Pow. I know that.
Boom Boom Pow.
And the second one was I Got a Feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that one as well.
Yep.
There you go. Now I kind of understand why.
We were dancing a lot.
We were. Yeah. A lot of cruises. Yeah. Once you hit a certain age here in Louisiana, you have to start taking cruises or be taken to Florida. One of the two. Okay, which one do you want? I Got a Feeling or Boom Boom Pow?
Oh, Boom Boom Pow.
You got it. Here it is on Rock School.
Welcome to the end. Do not panic. There is nothing to fear. Everything around you is changing. Nothing stays the same. This version of myself is not permanent. Tomorrow, I will be different. The energy never dies. Energy cannot be destroyed or created.
Okay, welcome to the bottom of the hour. I'm Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
Talking about songs that stayed atop the Billboard Hot 100 for at least 10 weeks. Now, it does not have to be consecutively, because that's what I thought. You had to have 10 right in a row. And most of what we've said so far has. But we're going to start running into a few here that were number one, fell down, and came back up. Something happened. I don't know, a dance craze or something like that. So I can get back on track. This will be a little bit long. So let me give you four right now. We Found Love by Rihanna featuring Calvin Harris. Well, Calvin Harris. That's, I don't know who that is. 2011, number one for 10 weeks. Blurred Lines. Everybody get up. Robin Thicke, T.I. and Pharrell. You know what my problem is with my music?
Huh.
It doesn't feature anybody.
Oh.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Can you feature yourself?
If it would be Joe Burns featuring
Joe Burns
Kiss, I might have a better chance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that's the problem. By the way, Blurred Lines was number one for 12 weeks and then got sued for $11 bajillion.
Yeah.
Happy by Pharrell Williams was only number one for 10 weeks. See, I'd have thought that would go much
farther.
Oh, that
felt like years.
Uptown Funk, we're in 2015, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Number one for 14 weeks.
Oh,
do-do-do-do-do. Good.
Still
let's take a break.
Love that song.
So do I. Every so often you find those songs. When I was in radio, we had this thing called a recurrent rotation, and we would test all the songs. We'd literally call people and play a song for them and see if they were growing tired of them yet. And every so often we just have one of those songs like Uptown Funk that no matter how many times you played it, nobody ever seemed to get tired of it.
Nice.
So it just stayed in there. I remember there was a Phil Collins song that people just, I think it was One More Night. Give me one more night.
Mm-hmm.
And people never let it go. So, hey, it is the bottom of the hour. So let's do 7 days and 70 seconds. Here be the dates. May 20th all the way through May 26th. You got Monday, Tammy. Go.
May 20th, 1998. Tommy Lee is sentenced to 6 months in jail and 3 years probation for assaulting his wife, Pamela Anderson Lee. He will serve 3 months.
May 21, 1992. Bette Midler is Johnny Carson's last guest. On The Tonight Show, she will sing One for My Baby and One More for the Road.
May 22nd, 1961, Ernie Cato's Mother-in-Law, written by Alan Toussaint, hits number one in America.
Alan Toussaint, one of New Orleans's, young man makes good. May 23, 2007, the U.S. Library of Congress hands out the very first Gershwin Award, and Paul Simon picks it up.
May 24, 1997, Hanson goes to number one hit with their debut single, Mbop.
Which, is that Mbop. Not on? Are we past the year yet? 70? Yeah, I thought that would be number one for
ever.
May 25th, 1970, Fleetwood Mac founder Peter Green plays his last official show with the band. And then May 26, 2008, Yale University awards Paul McCartney an honorary doctorate of music. And by the way, that's a little tip for next week's show, which we'll be recording immediately after this. There you go. That's 7 days, 70 seconds. Moving along. The 30th song. This was 2015. The 30th song that went to number one and stayed for at least 10 was See You Again by Wiz Khalifa featuring Charlie P-U-T-H. Puth? Puth?
P-U-T-H.
By Charlie.
Charlie.
You know, Charlie.
Charlie.
Ever had a person do that to you?
Mm-mm.
Do you know Bob? No. You know Bob! Well, now that you've said his name
I
twice as loud.
I think I do that all the time to you.
Yeah, it bothers me.
Uh-huh.
Number 31, Hello.
Oh, my God.
It's 2015.
She
Adele.
She is stalking people in that song. That is creepy as all get out.
Sorry for breaking your heart.
Why didn't somebody pull that off and go, Adele, what are you doing?
Yeah, you slide into her DMs. Are you okay? Are you all right? Is that okay? Number 32, One Dance by Drake featuring Wizkid and Kyla. Go ahead, hon.
It's dance.
Give us the...
It's a dance move.
Give us the hook of that song. 12 Weeks. And we got to play something. This is Closer by the Chainsmokers featuring Halsey. Joe, why are you choosing these specifically? Because I know them. Get off my lawn. Chainsmokers and Halsey on Rock School.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again.
Into the second break. We are at number 26 here. No, we're not. We're at 34. I got to start marking these off because I don't know them enough to know I've already said them. Number 34.
You're old.
2017, Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
Yep. Yeah. Know that.
Yeah, 12 Weeks. Yeah, I think everybody knew that one. A lot of these songs, I don't care for them, but I know them very well. And the reason I know them is because I have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally it. Number 5, Despacito by Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee featuring Justin Bieber. Once again.
That's my favorite.
If I would just feature somebody.
I love that one. Yeah. I listen to it all the time. How many, I love Justin Bieber.
How many weeks do you think it's been up there?
Oh, gosh. I'd say probably 20.
Oh, 16. No one's done 20 yet. No one's done 20. 36 is God's Plan by Drake. And number 37 is In My Feelings by Drake. And by the way, Drake is the one that has the most entries on the list. That's why you've heard his name a whole bunch. If you would, Tammy, my dear, who's listening to us?
Well, that would be KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota.
Excellent. 7 more to tell you about. We'll play a few of them for you. Coming back in a minute here on Rock School. Okay, 7 to go. I'll give you 4 in this break, and then we'll wrap it up next time around. Number 38, Old Town Road by Lil Nas X. And once again, featuring Billy Ray Cyrus.
I loved it.
Featuring. That's what it is. Now, this, by the way, 2019 is when it happened, April. It had the longest stretch at number 1. Take a guess how many weeks. Nobody's hit 20 yet.
19.
Yes, 19. It was also the fastest song in history to be certified diamond.
Wow.
10 million sales. I think a lot of it, and I mean this, a lot of it had to do not only with the song being great, and don't get me wrong, it's not bad. It's kind of a cutesy song, and it could be listened to by parents and kids together.
Yeah.
And Lil Nas X was, you know, he dressed up like a cowboy, and there was some fun stuff to that. But I think what really sent it over the rainbow was the fact that it was the Billboard chart, decided it couldn't go on the country chart. Now, you know why they said that, because Lil Nas X was like a rap or a hip hop artist, and Billboard was caught with their pants down. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah.
And they went, because the question is, if you just put people in a room, close your eyes, Don't look at who's up there. Listen to the song. Is this country?
Yes.
Well, of course it is.
Yep.
Absolutely. If Metallica recorded a country song, you know, it had to happen, which is I also think is why Beyonce is being helped.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wanted to go, we're not doing the Lil Nas X thing again. Go. It's a good song. It really is. Her song, Texas Hold'em, it's a good song. I mean, I don't think it changes lives, but it's a good song.
That makes people do a dance.
Absolutely.
It's fun stuff.
Absolutely. Number 39, The Box by Roddy Ricch. You know what? You know it.
I do.
Our daughter has played it, and I looked at playing it myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's profane, and I'm not going to edit out all those curse words.
Beep.
Number 40, Butter by BTS. I don't know what they're saying. 10 non-consecutive weeks. There's a non-consecutive for you. Went to number one, fell, came back. And the one we're going to play, we didn't play Hello by Adele because I didn't want people to stop their car, get out, and cry along the side of the road. But she does have a fantastic song called Easy on Me, and I like it. Number one for 10 non-consecutive weeks, and I think Chris Stapleton's on it, isn't he?
He's featured.
It doesn't say that. That's why it only went 10 weeks. Had she featured?
Right.
Let me look at my paper. I'm positive it's Chris Stapleton. Am I right about that? Stapleton, yes it is. Fantastic. If she had just featured him, 28 weeks. No question.
None.
Absolutely. There you go. It's Adele on Rock School.
There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. I know there is hope in these waters, but I can't bring myself.
All right, coming into the final break, let's wrap this up. Number 42, we're, by the way, talking about singles that were at the top of the chart for at least 10 weeks. This one was up there for 15 weeks, but non-consecutive. Fell off, came back, fell off, came back. Started in April of 2022, As It Was by Harry Styles. I actually like the song. I do. Do you know it?
What's the song?
As It Was.
I don't know it.
Believe me, you would know it. Our daughter would yell at you if you said you didn't. Number 43 has been on the chart 12 weeks. However, it was all non-consecutive weeks. But why? Well, it's All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, its first time going up was 1994. Well, why didn't it go 12 in a row? The season ends. It does. The season ends. I mean, you're not playing the Monster Mash in June.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Some people would like to, but yeah, and that's what it is. And by the way, if you hadn't noticed, Mariah Carey's name keeps popping up. She is the first ever woman to achieve this feat thrice. She did it with Drake and Boyz II Men as
wow.
well. And the final one. Here's a good trivia question. I know you like this guy. Morgan Wallen.
Uh-huh.
He is at number one for 14 non-consecutive weeks with the song Last Night. And by the way, it is also the song that has stayed at number one the longest on the country singles chart.
Really?
I don't know who held the record previous to that, but I'm thinking it would be a Shania Twain.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, people yep. loved her. Let's go, girls. I can't come. I want to come along. I look like the guys behind you playing music. I don't. They could you know, superimpose one of their faces on my body. Or wait a minute, stop that. Switch it to quote Willy Wonka. So there you go. There's all 44 of the songs who have been at number 10, been on the top of the chart for at least 10 weeks. And honestly, the next one, I won't know either. There's no question. So we've got another show for you next week. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Tammy Burns.
There you go. It's Morgan Wallen to wrap us up on Rock School.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me